Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Investigators say a fire at a Wood County business Thursday is thought to be accidental. No final determination has been made, but there's no indication of a suspicious origin. There was an explosion in the boiler building at SV Pallet in Richfield that afternoon. Fire crews were able to put out the flames, but they say it took a while to remove metal from the roof to make sure that the fire was completely out. No serious injuries were reported. Love it or hate it, the noon whistle will continue to let people know it's lunchtime in downtown Minocqua. Sounding the noon whistle is primarily a means to affirm its readiness to sound the alarm in case of a potential tornado threat. But of late, the clock mechanism that regulates its noon activation has been falling behind the job. So the Minocqua Town Board this week approved spending $1,000 for parts and labor to get it back on schedule. Action took place during the board's special meeting, which was called to discuss in closed session strategy for cost sharing the repairs of Dam Road Bridge. The bridge and the dam are owned by Wisconsin Valley Improvement Company, which wants the town to pick up a large portion of the cost because the town road crosses the structure. Along with the noon whistle matter, the board approved the $850,000 contract with Pitlick and Wick for reconstructing Bodilac Road this summer. And like many states, Michigan struggles with dismal infant and maternal mortality rates. However, a new report provides a blueprint for ways to help turn the tide. Mary Sherman explains.
The Right Start 2020 report, released by the Michigan League for Public Policy, notes that despite improvements in outcomes for babies and moms over time, nationally, Michigan ranks 36th for infant mortality and 30th for maternal mortality. Amber Bellazaire with the League says the health of mothers and their children is an important issue for everyone because they are the foundation of society.
If we aren't doing well by families, it really highlights where our priorities are or where they are not. If a woman who is expectant dies in childbirth or thereafter, that has ripple effects not just for her child, but certainly for her family and in the broader community.
The report encourages policymakers to protect women's access to health care before, during, and after pregnancy, as well as extending Medicaid coverage to 12 months postpartum from the current level of 60 days.
That was Mary Sherman reporting. As spring approaches, the Schwamaga-Nicolet National Forest is awarding more construction contracts while implementing its five-year program to upgrade facilities. Some of the larger projects are on the western side of the forest, but upgrades on the eastern side are also planned, says Forest spokesperson Teresa Madej.
Moving along in 2020, installation of volunteer campsite host hookups at 10 campgrounds so that we can attract some volunteers to come and help us out with providing better customer service at some of our campgrounds. And then at Boulder Lake Campground over on the Lakewood Leona District, we're looking at doing some shower renovations. We hope to have two buildings done between 2020 and 2021.
Among the eastern side campgrounds getting upgrades are Bagley Rapids, Boot, Spectacle, Anvil, Ada, Bear, Kentuck, Laura, and Richardson Lakes campgrounds. The campgrounds fall under the Federal Lands Recreation Enhancement Act, enabling the forest to keep the fees collected and reinvest in the maintenance and operation of those campgrounds. Starting this spring, contractors will continue construction on the Namakagan and Chippewa campgrounds, as well as renovations to the Mondo Dam Lodge on the western side of the forest. Forest Supervisor Paul Strong says the changes will allow better operation and maintenance on the recreation areas, leading to a positive user experience. He says this will positively affect local businesses and tourism economy in those areas. And both law enforcement and company sources say the 51-year-old man who shot five co-workers Wednesday has been involved in a feud with one of them for a long time. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting Anthony Farrell was working as an electrician at the Molson Coors plant for 17 years in Milwaukee. Farrell believed he was the victim of discrimination on the job because he's African American. Neighbors call Farrell a good family man, expressing disbelief he was responsible for the killings. The weather forecast for the afternoon, look for skies to remain sunny with a high near 21, but breezy. Tonight clear, low around 1 above. Saturday increasing clouds, high near 33. Sunday cloudy, high near 44. Monday sunny, high near 35. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe with Patty here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.